Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Success to Significance. I'm your host, Jen Duplessis. I want to first say thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen in, to learn about how you can break through your glass ceilings. And as what I always do is bring someone on that has a ceiling that she's broken through. Now, of course, we all break through ceilings all the time, whether they're financial, relationships, money. Business, money, financial, relationships, losing weight, gaining weight, getting married, getting divorced, you know, you name it. We all go through breaking through these glass ceilings. And, you know, but the bottom line is once we've done that, that becomes our message or our mission. And so I again want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen in, even if you're listening to us at 1.5 speed. So I'm going to talk really fast so that you have to slow it back down. That said, I'd like to introduce.
Talk fast too, and then I'll have to slow it down because I'm from New York and I can talk really fast.
Right. Well, and I'm from Virginia, and we're all East Coasters, so that's what happens. We're just fast talkers. So anyway, I'd like to introduce you to Iris Goldfeder. She is a longtime entrepreneur. She has over 25 years in success in the digital marketing field. And before coming back to focus on Gas Stove Creative, which we're going to talk about why you named it that way, she was a co-founder and managing director of strategy. And once you look at the show notes, everybody, you'll look at how that is spelled, because I first looked at it and thought, oh, it's another word that I've got to find out how to pronounce it. And then I looked at it and went, oh my gosh, it's just strategy, virtual marketing. Yep. And she's very involved in a lot of nonprofits, not-for-profits, charity events. I'm passionate about a lot of social issues and giving back to her community. And when she isn't doing all of this, she's a professional musician, which I didn't know. I was actually a guest on her show, and I can't wait to, or will be. I can't remember. We had a meeting, but I can't remember what it was about. Yeah. I can't wait to ask you about that because I'm a musician as well. And she loves spending time with her amazing wife, Heather. And according to her, the crazy pups, Skylar and Piper, which I've heard barking in the background here and there, on our calls. Her passion is to help her clients grow their businesses. And her motto is, I meet you where you are. She firmly believes that if you're not online, you're not an option to anybody. And I totally agree. So welcome to the show, Iris. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here.
Okay. So I have some very quick questions. So let's start with Gas Stove Creative. Where did that come from? Because that's a ceiling that we all have to break through if we're business owners, is what in the heck is the name I'm going to give to my crazy company here?
So it started because my last name is Goldfeder. I had a partner 10 years ago. His last name began with an S and my wife's last name begins with a C. And I knew the C was going to be creative. I mean, that to me was a no-brainer, right? Because of what we do, but we couldn't figure out what to do with the G and the S.
Right.
And we spent probably about like 10 hours on online back and forth, phone calls online and what the hell are we going to do? And then I was like at 11 o'clock at night and probably 4 glasses of wine in at that point, I was like, Gas Stove Creative, now we're cooking.
Oh, I love it. Now we're cooking.
Oh, that's it. And I chose Gas Stove because I used to cook professionally back in the day. So it was kind of tying all of my
your history
things in. So everything, right? The creative being, you know, we're a creative agency. Also, I'm creative. I'm a musician. I write songs, write music. And then the gas stove was the cooking piece. And it just all kind of tied in. And
divine intervention. Absolutely.
Yes.
So what instruments do you play?
I play rhythm guitar. My main instrument is my voice. I'm a lead vocalist. I dabble on piano. I play a little bit of drums, which became a sticking point because we all in our band played different instruments. And they were like, hey, can you play drums on this? And I was like, absolutely. And then one of the covers that we do is Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman. And there's like a weird beat in there. And I was trying to play it. And I'm like, I will not do this justice. I said, but I know a drummer.
Right.
So we now have a drummer.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, one of the strengths that I have, and that's in my business as well, is like finding the right people to get the things done. And so that's what I did in this case. And it's worked out amazingly.
I love it. I have a story about my company.
What do you play?
Well, I play flute, piccolo, and saxophone. Yeah. I played in the Colorado Springs Symphony. You know, it's my alcoholism, if you will. Like if I have a really bad day, I'm going to pick up one of my instruments and play it. And, you know, it's just my escape. And I don't do anything with anybody anymore, but I still buy music. I now have it digitally on my iPad, but I buy music and I still play. I'm not at the level I used to be. I used to be extremely good, but it's, you know, it's just enough solace for me. You know, enough solace. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just pick it up and play and do scales and whatnot. And then I pop it back down and go, that's the answer. That's the answer I was looking for. It's just because I don't have to think about playing scales, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's exciting. I love it. So I'm always, you know, it's always exciting when we can have a, you know, another musician, because I know there is a creative side to us. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's funny because, artists and musicians are quite different in their creativity. Musicians are more strategic.
Yes.
Artists are more whimsical, right? We're more strategic because we follow the rules, right? We have every margin that we're in, you know, what margins we're starting with, you know, everything that we're doing is all, you have to follow the rules. You can't ad lib until after you learn the whole music and the score, then you can start ad-libbing, right? So, I love that. So let's talk about Gas Stove Creative. You know, I know what you do. One of the things that I think that I need to start off with for everybody to understand is that, before I go there, I'm not going to do it. Well, yeah, I am going to go there and then we'll backtrack a little bit, but I told you this was very conversational. That you offer an all-in-one marketing solution for the business owner that doesn't want to work with 20 different people to get their marketing done, because that's really what it is. It's like, I've got a social media post person. Then I have the graphic person. Then I have the, you know, some people have, well, they're the LinkedIn specialist and they're the Instagram Reels specialist and they're the YouTube specialist and they're the Facebook person and the Facebook page and personal page and group, you know, and, you know, they're the funnel person.
Go one step further and go trade shows. They're the people who need trade shows set up. So they need promotional items, like all of it, right?
Because flyers and banners and branding, and it's like all this stuff, right? And all is just kind of a mishmash. And I think we all go through that and do that. So let's backtrack before you answer this question, which is, why is this so important to you? Let's talk about your glass ceiling that you broke through, you know, at the time when you were saying, okay, I'm struggling with this, so I'm going to figure out a solution for everybody. But maybe it even stems even before that, something that wasn't you putting Gas Stove together, but rather something else that happened in your life that broke you through, that brought you into recognize. Sometimes it's, I didn't even know I was so creative and then I could be a musician, right? So tell us a little bit about you and your story and some breakthroughs you've had.
So for me, it was, I've been a musician ever since, like I taught myself guitar at 10 years old. My best friend, you know, her dad bought her a guitar. We couldn't afford it. So I watched her for about 6 months. And I said to my dad, I want to get a guitar. And he said, well, honey, you know, we don't have the money. And I said, I know. And then he took me to Woolworths. Remember Woolworths?
Oh, yeah.
And I paid, I think, like $14.99 for this, like, black guitar with a red sunburst on it. And I would watch what Elise would do, and I would do it. And then after about 6 months, I brought my guitar up and I said, hey, let's play together. And she went, you play? And I said, I do now. And I just taught myself. And it was one of those. I was born with my voice. My mother was an amazing singer. She never did anything with it. She could have, because she was just phenomenal. So that all is just, you know, natural talent. And I thank the universe and everybody, you know, up there. I'm very grateful for that. As far as, you know, the glass ceiling, I think what happened for me was a couple of things in business. I would find that I would have to reach out to other people to get stuff done for my clients that they wanted, or they would go to like another company and they wouldn't be happy. And then they were like, can you, you know, do this? In the beginning, I said no, because when we first started, we were just doing websites and SEO, and that was it. I got into a partnership that didn't work out. You know, we both, I think, went in thinking differently, which was fine, you know, and we ended it, you know, we parted friends. And I also got sick in 2021 with COVID. And 3 months after I got sick, I was hospitalized, basically almost died. Didn't know I almost died until 8 months after. And then I was given a mostly clean bill of health a year later. And when I found out that I was going to live, because normally you get sick and, you know, you make a bucket list, right? When I found out I was going to live, everything changed. Mm-hmm. I started my podcast. I looked at my business. I was like, okay, what does this really need to look like?
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting a client who was a bank who needed everything. They needed, you know, like promotional items and TV commercials and media buying and like all these things. And I was like, oh yeah, I know how to do all of it. So I put this together and I just started kind of really going by the seat of my pants. And by February of this year, I realized that what we do, is something that a lot of people need. They don't want to work with 20 different people. They just want like one point of contact to be able to get everything done. And when I realized that we were already doing that, it was like, it was one of those moments that was like, oh, this is what we're doing. All-in-one marketing solutions. No elevator speech needed. You know, everybody has to have like a little elevator speech. What do you do? And that's it. We're all in marketing solutions for the person who doesn't want to work with, you know, 20 people or more to get their marketing done. That's it. And that's what we do. And it's, you know, it's simple and I love it. I absolutely love it.
So I have a couple of follow-up questions to that, you know, because I know someone listening is saying, okay, well, that sounds really good. You know, are you outsourcing some of these pieces, or have you hired these people that you have the control over them? So that's question number one.
I do not have any employees, and I did that on purpose because I had employees and I had a huge project that was due and they quit right before it. Mm-hmm. And then I had to reach out to my network, and the people that, the contractors that I know own their own businesses. They're the best of the best. And when that project went off without a hitch, I was like, that's it. No more employees. I'm going to work with all contractors. And it's been the best idea or the best thing that I've done, mm-hmm. because everybody gets the best of the best. And I basically manage the entire project and make sure that everything is working the way it needs to.
Yeah. So that's a glass ceiling all by itself. You know, I mean, what we have to understand about glass ceilings is that we don't just plow through them, right? And it's the same as if you were walking on ice, right? If you were walking on ice on a lake, it doesn't just break. There's cracks in it, right? There's cracks that make it weak and then it breaks. And that's the same thing with the glass ceiling, is that you were tapping up there and going, okay, so, you know, I want to grow my business and I'm going to bring all these employees on, and then boom, a problem, right? And you're like, how do I get through this? And it hurts while you're going through it, right? There's all these
kind of freaking out, right? Because this project was due in like 3 weeks, and now I have nobody to finish it. And it was like, what do I do? And my wife calls me the planner of plans. I am a problem solver. I'm like the problem solver extraordinaire. If there is a problem or an issue, I figure it out.
Yeah. And that's exactly what, you know, this is. And part of this too, then, is, you know, life after breaking through these glass ceilings, is that we learn from that, and there's gratitude in it, right? I think a lot of people focus on gratitude so being a positive, you know, like, what am I grateful for today? I had food, you know, whatever. And it's always the positive, which I think is great. And I look at that every single night when I journal, but I also look at the negatives, right? What went wrong today? Because there's gratitude in what went wrong. Because if, for example, oh my gosh, I had an event about a month and a half ago, and I had 180 people signed up for this virtual event. The link didn't work. And we tested it, and all of a sudden it didn't work. And I had people texting me and emailing my team, and I was like, just forget it. Just cancel the whole thing. And we're just going to send an email out saying, hey, we had tech problems. We were really sorry. We want to have you come back in. We'll give you the recording free. We did all that. And then the next time that we had it, we only had 40 people show. And I was like crying. Well, you know, I wasn't crying, but I was like, that sucks. Whoa, me, you know, I'm horrible. Why didn't I figure this out? You guys. And I was pointing fingers at my team. Oh my gosh. But what the gratitude in it was, we changed our SOP, right? we created an email that goes out in the moment saying, hey, we're having technical difficulties. Use this one that we can, a switch, right? So there's gratitude in bad things that happen so that we can be grateful that they happen to fix things, to move us forward, to break through those ceilings.
Yeah.
And so thank God, right? Thank God all your people quit. Yeah. Because you wouldn't
it wasn't all of that, but it was like enough. But the thing was, you know, I always say that out of something good always comes out of something bad.
Yeah.
There's always a lesson. And, you know, people are like, oh my God, I made this huge mistake. And I'm like, did you learn from it? Yeah. Then it's not a mistake. It's a lesson. And you learn. And, you know, the mistake comes is if you don't learn. You know, Confucius says, you know, insanity is making the same mistake and expecting different results, right?
Right.
So I see a lot of people doing that hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And I almost just want to reach in and go, get out of there. But there's, you know, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. I found that, you know, for me personally, that it's been this journey of growth and awareness and really wisdom. Like a certain wisdom comes along with it where, you know, we're like, okay, we did this. This didn't work. Now we're going to do it this way. Mm-hmm. This way works. But guess what? You know, this way works for so long because then you scale. And then when you scale, it changes again.
Yeah.
We scaled, I want to say in the end of June, and I had like a meltdown because I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, like I didn't have the systems in place that I needed and all of the things. And so I freaked out. But during my freak out, I knew who I needed to reach out to. And I said, hey, this is what I'm going through. What do I do? You know, Annie Ruggles, we got this. Don't worry about it. So, you know, she and I sat down, you know, figured out all the systems that I needed. And I told my wife, I said, I don't know if I'm drinking this weekend. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be melting down, and just give me till Monday and I'll be fine. And so during my meltdown, I got the systems in place that I needed. I was melting down and freaking out, but being really productive while it was going on. And then Monday morning came and I hit the ground running. I was like, okay, we're done. Let's go.
Yeah, you had clarity. Yeah, I mean, you bring up a couple of different points, and hopefully I can remember all of them as I'm getting older. I tend to get on these calls, even in my own, you know, when I'm a guest, I'm like, and I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. It just happened. Yeah. But you said a couple things. One thing I want to say too is that I added an element of you know, you said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Mm-hmm. But you have to ask the question, were they thirsty in the first place?
100%.
Right. And so that's something that business owners need to look at is, am I even thirsty for wanting to get more exposure in my business? Because that's really what you do. You're helping people become more of an influencer, get more exposure to be able to attract more clients, you know? And I think that that's pretty powerful. I love when you said you were, you know, freaking out over the weekend, but you were diving in. Les Brown, you know, has a great quote. I say it over and over and over on this podcast, but this is why it's so important. But he says, you know, if you work hard, your life will be easy. I do this one every time. If you do what's hard, your life will be easy. If you do what's easy, your life will be hard. But after working with Les for the last couple of years, and I was fortunate to be on his speaking faculty, I learned more about what he really meant by this, because what everyone hears is if you do what's hard, life will be easy. That means more hours. I'll just work harder. But it's not working harder. It's doing the hard work. And that's what you did in that weekend. You did the hard work that probably should have been done eons ago about putting all these systems in place so that anyone could come in and replace anyone. And when you talked about scaling, you saw that I chirped up and smiled, because that's my specialty. That is my specialty, is helping companies scale and making sure that they don't get to that critical point. And I help them blast through that glass ceiling, instead of get there and go, right. And, so I think that you're saying some really critical things. But tell us, any of us that are watching and listening. So if someone's listening, so we have to make sure we position this properly. Someone's listening and someone might know someone who isn't listening. Tell us, if we were talking to someone, how would we know that that person is your perfect client?
Ooh, see, that's I guess where it gets difficult. I think if you are having a conversation with somebody and they're just like, you know, I'm working with this marketing agency and it's just, I'm not getting anywhere with it. My ROI is non-existent. I'm working with, you know, this person to do my marketing. I'm working with this person to do my website. I'm working with this person to get my promotional items or trade show setups. I'm working with this person to do a podcast. You know, if you, you know, hear people frustrated that they have to farm their stuff out to, you know, 5 different, 10 different, 20 different people to get their stuff done, that's our ideal client, because we bring them in and we're like, okay, we got you. Don't worry about it. Tell us what you need. We lay out a plan and we get it done.
Yeah, I love it. And I love asking that question because it requires you to be so precise in what you're doing. So anyone who's listening goes, hey, well, that's me. That's me. Or, hey, it used to be me. It's not me now. Or it isn't me yet. They don't even know
yet.
It's coming.
Right. Or I just heard somebody. So I'm gonna be an
I just and- heard a friend say it. And that's why I asked it in 2 different ways, you know, because maybe they can say, hey, you need to get a hold of Iris to be able to take care of, you know, these problems. So, okay. That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Can you tell us a story, as we finish up our time together today, winding down, is a story about a past client. Now, by the way, I don't ever call them past. I call them alumni, because alumni come back and they tell everybody about you.
Yes.
A past client is PASSED. We tend to go, I don't work with them anymore. So they've passed away and I don't call them and I don't engage with them. Right. But, you know, but I'll call PAST, a past client you've worked with, a client that you're working with now, or a client that you're about ready to have a meeting with and you're hoping to engage with. Tell us a little bit about what their problem is and what you're going to be solving for them specifically.
So, I had a client, who will be coming back to me probably next year. And that's another story. But he had a few problems. His marketing materials were awful. He had them done by a company up in Chicago. And he said, "Hey, here's my brochure." And I said, "Oh, when did you print this?" And he said, because it literally looked like he printed it off of his printer. So that was one piece that he needed. Yeah. And I'm very transparent. Like, I don't hold anything back. I'm very honest. And he had no web presence. His website was terrible. And he just didn't know how to get himself out there. So we sat down and, you know, we knew that we were going to be redoing all of his, you know, we were going to, his logo was great, but everything else around it wasn't. So we were going to, you know, redo all of his marketing materials. We were going to, you know, redo his website. We were going to help him with his online presence because, you know, locally he had none. He had a website, but just because you have a website doesn't mean you have an online presence. And right. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, your website is where everybody goes. Everybody goes. And what we do now, which we didn't know back then, well, I'll just get back to his problem. He just really needed to be out there, and we got him out there, and his business like tripled within, I think it was like 8 months.
Wow.
Because you have to do it right. And I know one of the things that I really wanted to touch on was ADA compliance and, you know, WebP and, you know, those things. When building a website now, you need to be really cognizant of who comes to your page. Right. So you want to be ADA compliant. You want to be ADA compliant because, you know, why leave out a part of society?
Right.
Somebody has ADD and your site isn't friendly for them to be on it.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to go somewhere else.
And let's make sure everybody knows what ADA is. Americans with Disabilities Act. I wanted to make sure everybody knew what ADA was. So,
Right. So you want to make sure that there's a software that I use called Accessibility, and I put that on every website that I make now, because what it does is it allows people, it's not the complete solution because you would have to like completely build, a site, and that's a whole nother expense, but at least taking care of part of it. It's a front end and partial back end solution for people with disabilities that can come to your site. They can have cognitive disability. They can have ADD. They can have visual impairment. They can be blind. They can be deaf. And it helps them navigate around your website. You know, there's a lot of different things that go into it. So that's one thing. The other thing is WebP, and WebP is basically a Google image. And so normally you would have like a JPEG or a PNG. Those are, you know, files that if they're not done properly, they're going to come out grainy and crappy.
Right.
WebP blows up the file to, you know, like a giant file, and then it compresses it so that it helps your site load faster. Because when you have, you know, a heavy, like a big JPEG or a big PNG, it's going to affect load time. And people don't have patience anymore. Your site needs to load within 3 seconds or they're going on to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that you're, you know, incorporating. And of course, this goes back to your passion. And you know, in today's world, people are attracted to companies that not only can solve their problems, but that they're actively involved in the community. They're giving back a portion of their proceeds to help others, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, there's a whole plethora of things that a company can do that show social, community, charity awareness, you know, in whatever, you know, strikes your fancy, whatever it is, whether it's military, women or children or disabilities. You know, this is what companies are looking for. And I love that your company, you know, is executing on that and making that a prominent feature of, you know, what you all do. So I think that's really powerful. So one of the questions I have is, and I know I'm speaking from, you know, this is what my listeners are thinking. They're thinking, okay, Jen, this is really cool. I may have 5 or 7 of these people. Maybe you only have 1 to 3 of these people. Maybe you have a social media poster or something like that. But if I come to her, do I have to get all these things? And is there an a la carte? Is there, you know, you don't have to talk about your pricing, but is there an option to, you know, have a, you know, if you get 5 of these, there's a discount versus if you get 10 of these, there's a big discount. And if you want to a la carte them and pay more, that's fine. Because I can imagine mm-hmm. what the small business owner is saying, look, I'm spending a lot of money. And I know sometimes we're not spending enough money and we're getting the results that we're getting. Sometimes right. we're spending too much money and we're getting the results that we're getting, right? And all not right. getting what we want. So I business owner is going to look and say, you know, this plus that, I'm already paying this. Are you going to be that? Or are you going to be something less because you've figured out how to do it in a more effective way?
Right. I think for us, I always say we meet you where you are, mm-hmm. Not where, you know, we want you to be, right?
Yes. Like, yeah, you'll grow and get
here,
that.
But if you're here, we're going to help. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we tailor, all of our marketing solutions, to the client. So it's, you know, it's whatever they need. And we choose that together. So it's not, you know, I don't have like a giant package or a smaller medium package. I don't have packages. I just have, right. you know, let's look at what you need and we kind of piece it together and go from there.
I love it. I love it. And I think that's important for me to ask that question so that people aren't hesitant to call you, because now right. what they want to do is give you a call and say, ooh, now I want to have a conversation with you. So, all right. So right. let's talk really quickly about your podcast.
Ah, yes. My passion project, which we yes. talked about earlier.
yes. In the green room.
In the green room, yes. It's called Gas Stove Creative Presents the Cookbook, Recipes for Success in Business and Marketing. And it's about entrepreneurship. It's about the journey to entrepreneurship. And we all have a road that we were on, right? And the journey wasn't always smooth. So we talk about all of it, the good, you know, the messy. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, the messy is really where I'm passionate about, because everybody thinks entrepreneurship is like, oh, you started your business and you're an overnight success. Yeah, a 10-year overnight success. It right. takes time, right?
right.
And everybody's journey is different. And that's what my audience has really been looking forward to. Is it used to be strictly about, you know, entrepreneurship and what made you become an entrepreneur and what advice do you have? And I still ask those questions. But before we get into that, I really get into the person, their personal journey, you know, what it means to be where they are now and what it took to get there. And it's awesome. I love it. Each journey is different. I've learned so much from my guests, and vice yeah. versa. And my audience is, you know, learning as well. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Okay. So I just checked my calendar. So I'm going to be on your show. November 8th is when we're going to record.
November 8th.
So- Yeah. So later it'll be there. So we want you to be looking at that as well. Just, you know, when you're listening to this podcast, just make sure you go over to her podcast and we'll provide you with a link for that as well. So you can start listening to her podcast and you'll hear my journey. You hear bits and pieces of it when we're recording this, but it's nice to hear it right from the get-go. And yeah, it's not an overnight success and it has ebb and flow. And you know, the roller coaster of love, right? I have a picture that I do sometimes when I'm speaking of a roller coaster that goes up and down and all around and loops and all this stuff and makes me sick when I see it, because I think, oh, and I don't like roller coasters anyway, but I think about how my business was. And then I play the song, mm-hmm. roller coaster of love. Oh yeah. Right.
Right.
And then everyone, I go, is this your business? Right. Yeah. So it's kind of how we are, you know, there's loops and turns and everything yeah. that we do in, you know, in business. And it doesn't matter if you're working for a company too, there's loops and turns in your progression as a career person, you know, and becoming a manager yeah. and a team leader and executive and all of those pieces that, you know, eventually took you to entrepreneurship. So I love that. I can't wait till we get on that. Now I understand why it's called cookbook at the same time, because you gas yep. stove, I got it. Got it. It's all coming together.
And then what lights your fire, right? I tied everything together. And I think I always say that, you know, if you really want to get to know yourself, become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because man, you find all the bits, you find all the, you know, all of it.
Yeah. I love it. You know, that's exactly it. So, all right. So, do you have a little gift for us? Where can we go to get a little gift? If you have a little.
Yeah. So, I'll share a link with you. I'm doing a complimentary discovery call.
Great.
And it's on a Calendly link, and I can share that for you for the show notes.
Yep, we'll do that.
And if you do the complimentary discovery call from here, mention this podcast. And if you do sign on, we will give you a percentage off of your services.
Awesome. Beautiful. Okay. So complimentary strategy call or discovery call, and you'll get me the link and we'll put that in the show notes here and we will take that. That's wonderful. And of course, we'll have all of the links to all of your LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook, which I just followed you and connected with you. So make sure you're following me back. So when we release this podcast, we aren't waiting for each other. And we should probably mention that we met in an organization called the Dames. So if you have interest in that, you know, I'll put a link in here as well, in the Dames. And we are a, a group of women all over the country who are, business owners.
All over the world.
Well, maybe we're all over the world now.
We're international.
Yeah. And then we have chapters in certain areas, and sometimes we have virtual chapters for us that don't have, you know, actual chapters to go to. But you know, what I love about the Dames is that it is not a networking group where we come in and everybody starts pitching each other, which I cannot stand. I hate that. I know it's a bad word, but I do not like it. I get phone calls all the time where people want to pitch me and I'm like, you don't even know my problem. That's just malpractice. It just totally is malpractice. It happens on LinkedIn all the time and it drives me crazy. And I connect with people and then I disconnect immediately when they start pitching me because that's malpractice. You don't know anything about me. So that's what I love about the Dames. We're there to help each other and we're there to help each other rise up and support each other. And so we'll put the link in there too, if that's something that, you know, if you're a woman and you're in business and you want to be surrounded by other women that are there to support you and connect you and cross-pollinate, this is a great organization for you to be part of. So I'm so blessed that I met you there, Iris. And thank you so much we've had a couple of conversations. We're going to continue to have conversations. I love what you're doing. And again, you know, the best thing to do is just go to gasstovecreative.com and you will get all kinds of information there. And then use the link to go get your complimentary strategy call and just see what it's about. You know, I always say this, it's better to know than wonder. And right now you're wondering.
Yes.
Right. So find out. And if it's a yes, great. And if it's a no, great. Maybe you know somebody else. Maybe somewhere down the road, you'll come back. It's always good to take action. So with that said, thank you, Iris, for being such a great guest. I appreciate your
thank
insight.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I love your story as well. So thank you for sharing that with us. And for you listening, thank you again for taking time out of your day. Please take this moment, use that thumb, scroll down to the bottom, give us a great 5-star review and write something great about what you heard that Iris gave you, whether it's a quote or a lesson learned or anything that you heard today on the show. We want that and encourage that feedback. And last but not least, don't forget to go over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel so that you can get the video portion of this as well. So that I know often we listen on audio. That's how I started 11 years ago on this, but now we're doing video. So you want to see our expressions and who we are. And it really takes our guests off of the audio and into the video so that you can see how they function, who they are and what they're all about. So with that, I will catch you next time on Success to Significance.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.